This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
3, 2, 1. Do you know what I feel like doing?
Throwing a party in the VIP?
Yes, I feel like kicking back, relaxing, and getting comfy. Welcome to the Get Comfy Podcast. I'm your host, Kalo, as always, here to give you the lowdown on all things that are soaring, that are flying. And there's not a star in heaven that this man can't reach.
It's me. Well, I can't fly planes. I'm not allowed to fly planes anymore.
Oh my gosh. Really? You have to go there?
You get one bad thing and you get, I tried playing Flight Simulator and they're like, you know, you're not good at that. We're not letting you fly a real plane. What do you think I was going off with?
Well, because I have a whole tangent on that. Before we do that, we'd like to say thank you to anybody and everybody who is liking and sharing this podcast with anybody and everybody you know.
And thank you flying with iIdiot. Air Idiot. That's what my airline is called.
There you go. So about Flight Simulator, this isn't a game break. This is just, I'm just talking about this game. I played it. I installed it on my Xbox.
Did you get the controllers for it too?
I didn't get Mission Control. I wish. But we talk about things that are, you know, stupid spending. That's not one of the things I want to purchase. But it's crazy. That game is like literally the world. And I know that's like the whole premise of it. But like, I flew over my house, the general area.
Did you see your house?
Yes, and my car was parked out front. Granted, it's not like a drone. There's not a drone flying over my house, but like,
both cars? Were your Christmas decorations still up?
No, this is nice. I would say this is springtime. They took a picture. It's like Google Maps. Like, you know, they take the one picture for like 10 years, and they're like, yeah, there you go. That's where you live. But anyway, before that goes off, you found our next flight plan. Shout out to the airlines, and this is a good thing, but I'm going to give it off to you first.
So European airline is making an adults only section of the plane exclusively for passengers age 16 and older.
I'm for this. I am 1000%, you know, the phrase F them kids, because flying in general, Mr. Worldwide over there, I'm going to let you have your moment. I personally haven't taken a flight in, I'd say, 7 years. I'm going to give myself 7.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
He's like, couldn't be me. He just came back from Cali. So whenever I flew, it was the worst time. You know, TSA sucks, getting to your gate. However they board the plane, I'm 27 years old. I don't know how they, what the boarding sequence is. I just show up to the gate with my ticket and be like, let me in the damn plane. I want to sit down. I don't get in my group. Like, they say group 1. My ticket clearly says group 7. I'm like, that doesn't compute. I'm group 2. So, yeah, it's the worst. Flying is the worst.
I just wait when they're like, I know my group is going to be called here, but I'm just waiting. Cause I'm like, the moment my group gets called, I'm going to be the first one. And they're sitting down. Mind you, the plane's not going to take off anytime soon anyway. It's going to take off when everyone's in. I'm just going to sit down, just relax, and all that. And funny that you said that, I went to Cali. I'm actually going to Nashville in 2 weeks and then going to San Diego after that. So, yeah, it's going to be fun. I am the worst at – I wouldn't say worst when it comes to going to the plane. It's mostly because I remember when I went back in – August, late July, early August, I was coming back, going in, didn't get stopped. All my stuff went through perfectly fine. Come back, I get stopped by TSA, and they look at my cologne, like this size bottle, and the guy's like, you should have a smaller one. I'm like, I didn't have a problem bringing it in. And then I had my magic deck, and the guy, like, forever, is just looking at it, trying to open it. He's like, how do you, and turning left and right. And I'm like, do you want me to open it? He's like, yeah. Man went through all my cards. He's like, what you got here? I was like, you got a Exodia in here? You got some dice?
He's looking for that the One Ring card that Post Malone bought. That was like an absurd amount of money.
Oh, it's crazy.
You should get that card.
Nah. Hey, that's all you. You like to buy stuff that are little knickknacks. I ain't about that realm.
You about the experience versus the actual
private jet riling, Apple Watch wearing, backseat driving. That's who I am. All right, buddy.
Now you brought up TSA. Honestly, it's TSA, DMV, worst places on planet Earth.
Honestly, no, I think DMV is way worse than TSA.
Yeah, I would say it's DMV, then TSA, but it's like whenever you get there, and like personally, I took early flights. What time do you like to fly out? Are you early or are you late in the afternoon?
Whenever, like a
villain.
Like a villain? No, it literally depends. Like this past, when I went, it was supposed to be 4:55 p.m., but then they didn't take off till like 12 a.m.
Yeah, it's horrible. But like whenever you get to TSA, they're like, take your shoes off, everyone in the bag, get the thing in the cart. Like they yell at you. It's like, I'm trying.
The last two times I flew out, they had no one yelled. They're like, trays in the shoes, nice, calmly voice. I don't know who you've been dealing with, which airport you've been flying out of. I have no one yelled at me about taking your shoes out.
Yeah, I guess it's because I go early in the morning and they're like, they're not about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're like, why are you here? But,
yeah,
both
times I took afternoon flights. So, well, one and then the other one landed at 12 a.m. But anyway, you were saying?
This whole, I'm going to call it the VIP section. But let's just call it what it is. You know, whenever you get in the club, there's that little rope that separates you from the pores.
You're on the list? Nah, you're not on the list. So, yet.
I'm for this because people hate, and I know I've been on flights where there have been babies that don't like flying, and everyone's like, oh, why'd you bring a baby on the plane? It's like, honestly, you don't have a choice. You can't just leave the baby like at home, take care of itself. It's a baby. So this kind of like, you know, helps mitigate that process where you can kind of be like, all right, like they'll sit in the front. And, like, you can pay the extra money to have that luxury to be in a quiet little section of the plane. Now, if this is towards the back of the plane, I don't know how you really feel about that. But, you know, first class, like, the first part, maybe in the middle, I don't know. But I am for it. I personally would spend the extra money to enjoy it because flying as it is not a fun thing to do. You're in a cramped space, you're breathing the same air for 2-3 hours, you know, because it's all recycled through the little filter things, whatever. As a taller person, there isn't much leg room, and yeah, like it's just horrible. So spending the extra money, I'm kind of for it, especially if you're just in a quiet place. You can take a nap, you can sleep, pro move, stay up later the night before your flight. And then you can sleep on the plane. That is my strategy. That is my strat.
I cannot sleep on a plane, dude. No matter what it is, I could take a ambience. I could take melatonin. I will not be knocking out on that plane. I'll probably sleep for maybe 30 minutes. And then I am up for the room. I'm not going back to sleep. My plane, like I said, I mentioned my plane was supposed to land at 4:55 to pick me up, and we were supposed to get to Cali at 8. Plane didn't get to New York until 12 o'clock. We didn't take off till 1. From the day I woke up at 7 a.m. till, I didn't even go to sleep, as a matter of fact. From there, I was up 24 hours because my plane landed at 4 a.m. in Cali. We took an Uber to our place, and then I had to stay up, took a shower, and then pick our cab from it. I did not sleep on that plane for a whole hour. I did not sleep on that trip at all.
I'm about to say, you're also dealing with the time difference from New York to California.
No, time difference doesn't bother me like that. That big of a
I'd be dead.
That small of a time, like, doesn't bother me. 3 hours, Granted, also, I flew overseas, which is like a 14-hour flight, and they're a whole 9 hour. That gets me. But like, if it's like a 3 hour, it's like, it's whatever. I'm more used to it now. I look at it, I'd be like, right now it's 12:49, and I'm like, damn, it's 10 o'clock right now in Cali. That must be nice. They just getting started. I envy people in Cali. I really do.
You know, you have that luxury. You know, people are used to the time difference, all that stuff. Now, it's flying nowadays. I can't speak on it because, like I said, been a while since I was on a flight. But, you know, I just remember the night before, you know, you got to get your playlist ready because this is before, you know, I used to purchase Spotify and have countless amounts of music at my fingertips. You know, I don't know how Wi-Fi on planes is. Like, the nice benchmark is my last flight was maybe 2 or 3 years after they introduced Wi-Fi on planes. So there's a gauge. I don't know when that happened, but it did. Also, too, weird story. I remember the guy that landed on the Hudson River. That happened a day before my flight back from Orlando. So imagine me getting on the plane thinking, well, I hope this guy can replicate what the other guy did just in case, you know, I just want to be prepared for all this. But yeah, flying is tough. It's very tough. Before we continue the show, I wanted to take a little time to talk about Noom. Noom uses the latest in behavioral science to empower people to take control of their health for good through a combination of psychology, technology, and human coaching on their platform to help millions of users meet their personal health and wellness goals. A lot of people face pressures to change themselves to fit other people's expectations, and the more freeing solution is to find the things that work for you. Noom understands that everyone's weight loss journey is unique, and what works for someone else might not really work for you. That's why Noom's approach adapts to your lifestyle. It's flexible and focuses on progress, not perfection, allowing you to work towards your goals at a pace that's comfortable for you. And for me personally, that's huge. I know that I am not Dwayne The Rock Johnson. I know that I'm not getting up at 4 a.m. to go work out. But by using Noom and having that little more of flexibility and stability, it certainly helps with my journey here. Noom also makes it easy to start your weight loss journey and stay on track with personalized lessons that help you gain confidence and a practical knowledge, one-on-one coaching, and cognitive behavioral approaches that teach you how to be mindful of your habit. 75% of Noom weight loss users finished the program, and more than 60% of users that engaged with the program kept the weight off for a year or more. So start building better habits for healthier long-term results. Sign up for your trial at Noom.com/believe. Again, that is Noom, N-O-O-M, .com/believe. B-L.
You know, you have great flight strategies. I just literally, packing wise, I just like pack. I'm like, all right. Sometimes I overpack. Sometimes I'm like underpack. When I went last year, I kind of underpacked. And I'm like, I wore the same 2 jeans, not back-to-back days. So like, and I'm like, I feel weird. If people are going to say anything. And my buddies were like, we wear the same jeans maybe twice a day or every other day. No one noticed. And I'm like, okay. But going back to the red road of, you know, excluding, you know, the aisles of where 16, I don't even want 16-year-olds. I don't want 18-year-olds on that side. Let that be a 21 and up. I hate when I take trains down to the city and I have to deal with younger kids, 16, 17, 18, 20 years old and being rowdy and, you know, can't handle the liquor. So they're
you're sounding real old right now. And you criticize me for this. You're sounding real old.
No. It's not about old. It's about being freaky. Cause I wasn't that annoying. Like they're being a really obnoxious. I hear it.
I'm just saying, the only phrase that's missing is these kids doing their TikToks, these kids doing their, no, that's not, what's missing.
That's what's missing, but they don't. Surprisingly, I have yet to see a kid do a TikTok on the train down to the city. They're just being loud and obnoxious, and I'm just like, God, fuck it. I'm like, can we just be quiet? Or like, or if you want to talk to your friends, just lower your voices, inside voices. I don't want to deal with that on a fucking plane. Thank God now I have noise-canceling headphones, so the plane could be fucking crashing, and I could just be like, I'm watching my movie. Funny enough, go ahead, what were you saying?
No, say, go out in peace, you know? Right? You like, can't listen to nothing.
I'll be watching a movie. I'm listening to something. Yeah. I just don't hear what's going around the area. So like, I don't want those kids. Let that be like the grown ups. They can leave their 2-year-olds on their seats alone watching their Barneys, while the grown ups could be like having their shot of gin and tonics, the mascot mules, and all that. I remember when I was coming back from Cali, my buddy had a edible, and I was like, "Oh, yeah, I'm gonna take this one and just like knock the fuck out on the plane." I take it, it's a mint, and I'm like, kind of has a tick to it. I'm like, I don't feel anything. They're like, my buddy's like, yeah, no, he's like, I don't feel anything either. You know, the rule is we are the tray. When the plane's about to take off, you're not supposed to have it face down. So I was like, oh, I'm going to go grab some, you know, chips, some Sour Patches, some sodas so I can enjoy my movie while I had the munchies hit. And I'm there and I'm like, I'm not feeling anything. Start watching my movie, put my tray table down. Don't even have my seatbelt on. And then I'm just watching my movie. My buddies are laughing at me. They're like, you're going to go through that if the plane crashes. I'm like, fuck, putting my tray up as there. And then I'm watching my movie. Halfway in the air, I looked out and I realized my seatbelt's not on. My seatbelt was never on when we took off. So I'm like, fuck, 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 fuck. Mind you, the seatbelt light is off right now. So I can have it off, but I'm like, shit, seatbelt.
See, this is the problem. That's the most stressful thing. It's like you wait for that clearance to get the seatbelt off thing, but I'm making sure I'm strapped in like tight. Oh, like I ain't going nowhere.
You're not high. I was high. And then I see turbulence. I'm like, mind you, my friends are laughing at me like next door. I'm not trying to help. They're like, look at this fucking idiot. Fucking high out of his mind trying to put a seatbelt on. Took me 10 minutes.
I'd laugh too.
Fair enough. Do you think the going back to the planes and the, you know, excluding use, where would you want the VIP section? So where would you? Because for up class is first class. Everybody knows that.
Yeah. I'd say right behind them. Give really? Me right behind them. Give me right. Because if you go all the way to the back of the plane,
that sucks.
You're near
that
the
sucks.
Jet engine. You're near like a bathroom potentially. So it's like, do I really want to pay to sit next to like poopy air? Like, no, I want to be right in the middle. You know, whenever we're leaving, let the business men go, men and women go, let them do their thing. And then I'll walk off, you know, yeah. Then I'll show up. So
wasted, mind you.
Halfway. Yeah. So yeah. Like, you know, it's not too far. I won't get lost. If I'm at the back of the plane, that's a long journey to the front. You never know. I might just stay in the back of the plane.
So would you think that 16-year-olds are up, or would you want it as 21 and up?
I think 16 is fine. No, like for what it's worth. It could be worse.
16-year-olds are worse than freaking 5-year-old kids.
I don't know.
No, you give them a tablet, the kid's fine having a blast. Give them melatonin, knock them out.
That is true. Nowadays, it's totally different with kids. You give them an iPad or something.
Yeah,
they're gone.
Absolutely.
They're gone for like 2 years.
Yeah, those 16-year-olds, they're going to be like, yo, bro, look at this. It's a bird outside our plane. Like, absolutely not. No. No 16-year-olds, no 17-year-olds. I don't want these damn kids on these damn motherfucking plane in the 21 and up section.
Look at you. I'd say these trips are aging you. It's like, I haven't even had this complaint yet. You clearly have some pent-up frustration.
I have yet to have a bad experience on a plane when it comes to kids and young adults on the plane. I just have bad experience on trains with these young adults. I don't want them on a plane. That's a 6-hour flight from New York to Cali. I don't want that. Granted, this is from Europe. If I'm going to the fucking London, if I'm going to Wembley Stadium, I don't want to deal with a 8-hour flight with freaking kids and 16-year-olds trying to get alcohol by the flight attendants. Absolutely not. No.
Well, that's a different flight, because aren't those the planes with like the beds, like the seat turns into a bed, or no?
Yeah, that's first class.
Oh, I thought that was the whole plane.
No, especially if you're flying in, because I fly to Dubai and Emirates, and they're just like regular flight seats.
I'd hate myself. That's you said a 12 or 16 hour?
From New York to Dubai, that is a 14-hour flight.
I'd hate myself. Sitting in that style of chair for 14 hours.
You want me to do you one better? A flight from New York to Kashmir is a 22-hour flight.
I'd hate myself. I'd be like, can we just... Like, I normally never use the bathroom on a plane, but I might use the bathroom on that flight.
You're going to be for that whole 14-hour flight.
Yeah, I'd use it. I'd get up. I would have to. I never get up. I never get up during a flight. If it's like a flight, I used to go to Florida, never got up. Never.
I never got up either. Like, my friend's, his girlfriend would go up and use the bathroom when we were going. I would only go if it's like a dire need. And I usually go right before we, like, in that little waiting area where you're the gate area. I would go there. But it's like, what if you get turbulence and you're just peeing? It goes all over. Like, oh, shit. Now it's all over the place.
Plus, the toilets, like, suck the life out of the cabin. So it's like.
Oh, you never said. I stand. If I got to poop, I'm holding that shit in for 6 hours.
Yeah, I mean.
I'm holding that in. Another thing, I saw this man try to do a proposal for his wife on the plane. Really romantic, you'd think. You know, on a plane, super nice. But she was in the bathroom, so they got everyone in on it. He's like, well, when she comes out, I'm going to propose to her. While you're waiting, you hear her make the nastiest, loudest fart ever. And it's just like, come on. It's like.
You make it memorable.
It's like the whole people on the plane are now listening, watching. And now you hear your soon-to-be wife to hear her fart. And everyone's listening to it. It's like, come on.
Yeah, that's mine. That's all mine.
Yeah, we're not going to use that bathroom, though. No, absolutely not.
Now, final question here. I know you're probably... actually, I don't know. I don't know where you stand on this. Hey, I'm going to say no. But are you one of those people that clap when the plane lands?
No, absolutely not.
Okay.
Absolutely not.
I'm not either.
I have yet to see that happen. From all the times I have flew, I have yet to see people clap. And... when the plane lands, I have yet to see it. Maybe if your plane's really delayed or something like that, and you guys have been waiting, and then you finally land to your destination, that's when you clap. You'd be like, "Woo, we did it! Woohoo!" But like,
I just think it's so cringy. I think it's so cringy.
Oh, no,
like,
I don't think it's cringy. I think it's an asshole move, and I probably would do it if I was on that plane.
I just couldn't. I couldn't. Like, why are you clapping? Like, this ain't a movie. Grant you, it takes a level. I can never be a pilot. To land the plane perfectly, you know, you got to angle, blah, blah, blah. You got to get from point A to point B, turbulence, all that stuff. I don't see the need for clapping. I don't. I'll thank the pilot. I'll be like, thank you. Have a good one. You know, nice little interaction and keep it moving. But yeah, clapping before a plane lands or right when it lands, that's just... I couldn't bring myself. I'm American, but I can't bring myself to do that. I just couldn't. I couldn't bring myself to clap. Couldn't.
You need a clap. You have to. It's a life changer.
No.
If you want to be an asshole, like, yeah, we took you long enough. Way to go, buddy.
No, I just say thank you. Keep it moving. But that about does it here for the Get Comfy podcast. I hope you guys enjoyed. This show goes live every Sunday morning along with the Get Comfy Lowdown every Wednesday morning, 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on all major listening platforms like iTunes, Spotify, and of course the Bleav Network. I have been K-Lo, joined by the one and only.
What up, guys? It's been BKS.
And we'll see you guys next time.
Later.
Thank you for listening to Bleav. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Bleav.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.